Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prisons. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
We're coming to you live from WRBG Radio. Tonight we got a special speaker for you. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment,
Hey, team, man, they ready for you, bro. Yeah, they ready? Everybody in there?
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say, Lord, you can step ripping, come for the devil. You can see death and lies, you got nine, love yourself. Yes, a queen, yes, a people, yes, a savior. What if you don't know your culture? Come and let me activate your mind. calculate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We was taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dreams. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Since a lot of queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments stack the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I see
march, but they step up and come to the dump. What you see, you pass the lies, you got lies, you just suck. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the rock. Tell them how to start a business.
They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us.
When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dump. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You the king, you the queen, to your people, you the savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Oh yeah, holler to him, man. Yeah.
Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the snatching heart, the Jack and Mark. And the punk police can't fake me a minute. We can have big thumbs, baby. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm a non scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better take black, black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, set a roof on the whole school. Yeah.
sterling economy.
I sell the shirt for $5. I sell the shirt for $5. I don't do anything. You're the one who makes the shirt. I'm exploiting your labor. You toil, you sweat, I get the fruit. That's right, I get it. But you grow it, you plant it by the sweat of your brow. I get it. I sell the shirt for $5. I am exploiting your labor. I really am exploiting your labor. I mean, even when you want a shirt, hey, you got to come to my store and buy the shirt for $5. Hey, I really am exploiting you. Now, you're workers, you're in a factory, so you begin to get social consciousness. Yes, you do. Marx talks about this. Because you're working together, you see the socialized process, the laboring process, and you're able to see clearly how you're being exploited. So you get together, and you start talking about, we want more money. So you tell my foreman we want more money. So the foreman comes to see me. He says, the workers say they want more money. Later for them. Keep them working, man. So he comes back, no raise. You all work, but you all get a little bit more agitated, you know, because it's scientific. The pressure rises, and as the pressure rises, the consciousness must rise. It's scientific. It can't be stopped. That's why revolution can't be stopped. Then you say, hey, look here. We're going to strike. So the foreman comes back and says, hey, they say they're going to strike. I say, oh, let them strike, man. And sure enough, you all strike. Yeah, you all strike on me. Now, when you strike, of course, my machinery stops. I ain't making no money. So after a while, I called my foreman. I said, what do they want? He says, well, they said they want $1.50 more a shirt. They want 50 cents more a shirt. So I said, okay, let them have it. So I'll bring you back. You happy? I pay you $1.50 more. Right. So it now costs me $2.50 to make a shirt. It cost me $2.50 to make a shirt. Before, it cost me $2. I was selling it for $5. But hey, look here. I can't go out there and keep selling it for $5. Hey, how am I going to do that? I'm going to lose profit. And look here, since the sole motivating force in a capitalist system is profit, ain't no need for me to come and sell it for $5.50. Hey, no. Next time you see that shirt on the market, it's going to cost you $7.50. Right, right. And that's what's known as the spiraling economy, because profit is what about wages go up at the demands of the workers and prices rocket. Wages go up, prices rocket. And it keeps going and going and going until it's got to blow the top. It's scientifically real. That's why Nixon is talking about freezing wages and freezing prices. He's stupid. You got to freeze capitalism, Nixon. Freeze capitalism. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem. You must understand these concepts, because once you begin to understand them and master them, you will see the inevitability of revolution. Not only the inevitability of revolution, but you will see the inevitability of victory for the struggling masses around the world once you understand the scientific principles of revolution.
I'm concerned with the suffering and the pain of the masses of black people. No one wants to pay reparations. The Jews received over $100 billion in reparations and gets $4 billion annually. A Holocaust museum was set up for them on this soil for over $200 million, and they get $21 million annually just for operating expenses. But the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Jews, the Arabs, white people in general, no one wants to pay reparations to these, the sons and daughters of Africa. So I speak to them. I speak to them. I don't speak to the family of those two Jews. There are too many of us for me to speak to them.
You just as bad as you can be. You gon' blow, put your gat in the nigger's mouth and blow the nigger's brains out. I'll stomp that hoe. I'll kick that bitch. White man, show up. You can hear a rat pee on cut. Nigga ain't ready to fight. Nigga ain't ready to fight. I say we must arm the masses. Most of y'all got guns anyway. You shoot them for the 4th of July. Damn day today, even your Independence Day. Yes, you do. You shoot them on New Year's, and New Year ain't in yet. You just got them. They're just toys. Or you'll go get them on your wife. Draw the gun on her because she burnt the beans for the fourth time. She'll just go order some beans. Or she'll draw the pistol on you because the phone rang at 2 in the morning and you stayed on too long, talking too low. Two or three brothers so bad. I'm Crip. Two or three brothers so bad, I'm blood. They'll go off into territory of their rival brother gang and face bumper jacks, face chains, baseball bats, pipes, nines, AKs, face everything in a fratricidal war with your kith and kin, your flesh and blood, your brother, your sister. The goddamn white man come, you throw the guns under the damn car, throw the damn guns in the bushes, he make 50 niggas spread up against the wall, one peck of wood. All right, get up against the wall, buddy. Don't move, guy. Here's Will Kill Johnson. Here's Bloody Blood. All them crazy names you got. Here's Shotgun. All of them spread up against the wall.
Now somebody say, well, that's an intellectual game. Football is intellectual. Basketball is intellectual. That's just tactics and strategy. It's just that they have convinced us that we're supposed to be genetically inferior in terms of intelligence. Black people created chess. The first chess champion in the United States was a black man. He could pass for white in New Orleans, and so they took him, of course, on their side. So they wouldn't have to say he's black. You see, but this is the game that is about white supremacy preventing white genetic annihilation. And so they've got their whole game completely set up. The way you do it is attack the king. Off the field, off the board, attack the black man, subject him to unemployment. Does anybody know about that? If you subject the family to male unemployment, now there's a lot of people in this audience that say I'm a single parent, female, head of household, and my situation is functioning. I say it's a lot of ladies sat last night and said, I don't need no man. You see, rolling her eyes at me. It's good I knew she was a sister. My sister, my family. Do you understand? I don't know what you're talking about, Dr. Wellesley. I don't need. That's what the system has taught us to say. See, because we haven't understood white supremacy. And so instead of us seeing that we're at a chessboard, we don't see this top. We're just what? Warring with each other. Down here on the black side of the board. Wondering why we're not winning the tournament. Because we've been lied to, oh, it's another side of the board and something is happening over here. That is affecting everything that is happening on this side of the board.
RBGs. Know what I mean? It's war. Know what I mean? Yo, Stick. I mean, shit be real on war. The block. Pigs be out there, occupied army. RBGs. Takeover, not a makeover. Yeah. The cops stop you just because you black, that's war. Run you through the system for your prince, that's war. When they call my hood a drug zone, that's war. Slumlord charging you for rent, that's war. Why they so rich and we poor, that's war. If you young and black, you sell crack, that's war. The White House is the rock house, that's war. George Bush coming out his mouth, that's war. Chilling on the corner with your gang, that's war. popo do the same damn thing, that's war. When they murdered, I'ma do the yellow, that's war. Marching in the streets is a strategy of war. Knowing self-defense is a strategy of war. Soldiers try to link with other soldiers in the war. Revolutionaries got to know the art of war. War, what about hip-hop? Use that. Matter of fact, fuck a rap battle. What about a gap battle? Let's take it to the beast and see which cat tattle. Is it Kiss versus Beans or P versus Hov? What about y'all real niggas against the 5-0? This is M1, BPs, don't you forget. Cause you can talk, 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 but that don't mean shit. I ain't gotta pop your top to see where your brains went. This rap shit is way bigger than entertainment. It's the people versus the pigs when it all go down. It's not Pop versus Big, it's who's getting the power. And power ain't money, dog, it's self-determination. Like taking hot and making it the real people station, that's war.
Here, prison has industries so that the incarceration of black men becomes a profit-making industry and a means by which the ruling class makes war against the subordinate classes. It engages in criminal activity, and it is a criminal society when it engages in unfair labor practices, job discrimination. When, at the end of the Reconstruction, there were more black skilled workers than there were whites, and the whites unionized to keep the blacks from taking advantage of the opportunities that were available to them. It is indicted for labor racketeering when it runs black men away from its construction sites. When we go into a black community where housing is supposedly being made and built for black residents, and we see few, if any, black men building those houses. And when those black men come to work on those sites, they are chased away by the police and the construction workers. And when they are chased away and made to stand on the corners, then they are accused of refusing to work and desiring not to work. We accuse this society of being a crimogenic society, of being a criminal organization, of being an organization that engages in chronic white-on-black violence, when it engages in drug trafficking, when it imports the drugs that poisons our neighborhoods and destroys the consciousness of our people, destroys their health. We see a crimogenic people from way back engaging in the selling of opium to the Chinese and in engaging in opium wars. We see this drug trafficking group of people engaging in alcohol addiction when they used it to destroy Indians, when they used it to destroy African chiefs who, under the influence of the alcohol, often signed away their peoples and their nations. We accuse it of drug addiction and drug trafficking when it traded guns for drugs to carry on its warfare in Central and South America. We accuse it of being a criminal nation, a criminal people, a criminal nation, a crimogenic society, when it engages in gun running across the world, when it sells the very weapons. That in a society that's based on lies, as this one is, in a society that can only exist based on deception, that truth is reversed. That's in essence what a lie is. And therefore, when you look at the so-called statistics that seek to establish the criminality of black people, turn it around and turn them around, and you will recognize that the criminals are outside the prisons. We don't have time to talk about it tonight, but that's the value of having power, you see. You can make criminal whatever you want to make it. You can legitimize your own criminality and perverseness. You can call virtue a crime and arrest people for being virtuous. And then you can look at the statistics and say, aren't they more criminal because they are in jail? Some of you read the recent situation here in the Hasidic community where a bunch of Jews ran out, broke arms, and hurt the police, what, about 2 or 3 dozen policemen. This, of course, comes after a time when they broke into a police precinct station and ransacked it. How many of those people went to jail? How many got fingerprinted? How many of them are in prison? And so forth. And yet, can we say that they did not commit a crime? You see, what do we have here then? A situation, you see, where if you use crime statistics, you're not going to find those Hasidic Jews in the statistics. You're not going to find them on the prison rolls. You see, that's what power does for you, isn't it? It permits you to commit a crime and keep yourself out of jail. And then you can go into the jailhouse and look at the statistics and compare the number of blacks arrested on probation, on parole, and compare them with Hasidic Jews. And say, well, I see one is very big and the other one is very little. Therefore, the blacks must be more criminal than the Hasidic Jews. You can never be more wrong in your life. You have to understand, but we have to get away from that. You know, this is the kind of teaching that goes on in the university today. Understand that when white boys and white girls are not on the rolls, the prison rolls, and in the prison populations, it points to the efficiency of their criminal organization. How do we say that? A mafia don who has a very efficient criminal operation, who can create a murder incorporated, who can engage in drug trafficking and killing and murdering and extortion, the same kind of games I've been reading to you here tonight, can earn so much money until he can keep his children innocent, keep them out of jail, give them good educations, and the whole bit. You understand what I'm getting at? In other words, those children's names do not appear on the crime blotters. They are not in the jails because their fathers are such good mafia operators. So even their innocence speaks to the efficient criminality of their fathers. And because then the white boys are not in jail with the black boys, do not make the assumption that means the white boys are less criminal or their fathers are less criminal. It means they just have a criminally efficient operation. We got to move on here. This country then is an imperialist criminal operation because it robs the people at home, and you see it as it robs the people abroad. It constricts the black males to fight its criminal wars. It maintains worldwide terror and extortion. It, of course, maintains the criminality in Namibia, South Africa, Angola, Panama, Grenada, Central South America, Zaire, and the whole bit. I accuse this nation of being a criminal nation because it engages in the health neglect of our people. This nation, as determined by its own task force, indicates. Thank you.
fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, blood on my doorstep. Life's a living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bump the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me. Take my pain for me, take my soul for me, 'cause I'm alone with you. If I won't die for you, if I won't kill for you, then I feel this love for you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Party Radio, Black Power Family, Black Power, Black Power, Black Nation, here live on New Black Panther Party Radio, on the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. You're live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. We welcome you, welcome family, welcome for all those that are tuned in and that, these who have called in here tonight. We say Black Power. We have those listening from all around the world. We give you a Black Power salute as well. We say to all of our family listening here tonight, and we even know that we have some of our enemy listening here tonight, but it's all right. We will continue to tell the truth here on day 511, New Black Panther Party Radio. Tonight's topic, we will discuss a people at war and expose the crime against our Black nation. We will discuss people at war, our nation, the Black nation at war with the white nations of the earth, and exposing the crimes against our Black nation. In just a little bit, we will play a clip of a show called The 19th Element. It's a show that's hosted by Brother Calfani. He hosts a show. It's a brother who has a show on YouTube. You can find it, The 19th Element, featuring Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad. Will play that in not too long now from us opening up this broadcast, and we'll hear some very truthful words on the COVID-19 and the vaccine campaign as well. Now, to everybody listening to this broadcast, y'all know we've been on this. We've been on this truth, but if this is your first time listening, we welcome you. We tell you to let everybody know the New Black Panther Party is broadcasting live here on the radio. Call in 718-664-6398, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live in tonight's broadcast with questions or comments. When you tune into this broadcast, as you always do, of course, our goal with this broadcast is to electrify the political consciousness of our people and to continue to stimulate the masses with political education. But more to that, this is the platform of the people, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, where you can call in here every night and hear fear reports from Black freedom fighters, revolutionaries from across the nation here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We give a Black Power salute to our National Central Committee, all of our regional officers, and all members of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You will call in here. Not only will you hear field reports, but you'll hear from wise scholars and wise warrior scholars that have come along and have been great teachers in the midst of the war and the people at war, us here in the Black Nation. So we'll tell you to tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we will have on Dr. Leonard Jeffries, our National Minister of Culture, Brother Greg. We will have on also Dr. Leonard Jeffries, and he will be talking about passing the torch. The legacy may continue for our freedom fighting. So it's really no night that you can't come in here. And then right when you tune into this broadcast, you hear from our great and mighty warrior ancestors. You heard tonight from Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, Dr. Francis Quest Wilson, and Dr. Amos Wilson. And you also heard from one of our mightiest ancestors, the great Kwame Ture. You know, we got to keep it live with the power of the ancestors. We have to keep the narrative the same, much of that which we have decided to ignore and turn our heads against are the things that are still necessary for today and still hold weight here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We're going to give the proper propaganda here tonight in our discussion of people at war, of a people at war. We should stand up in war and take the front line. We should take the front line and we should use whatever means are necessary to defend ourselves, to have self-preservation, which is the first law of nature. We know that we must defend ourselves. So we humbly invite those who have the same warrior spirit and are working to develop a knowledge of self and are already in their communities building and have realized by self-design all of their talents and their natural leadership qualities. We say bring it to the front line. Bring it to the benefit of the people. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You can join us at www.nbpp.org. You have to say, don't join the white man's military. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Don't join the white man's military. Join the vanguard. Join the militant movement for the liberation and salvation of our people. It is time that we take ourselves seriously and move in an organized and orderly fashion, always engage in the war for the hearts and minds of our people. You should get on the front line with the new Black Panther Party, nbpp.org. That's right. Learn the skills and tools, strategies and tactics that you can use in this war as we are a people at war. We are a people in war. It is open war in this nation. As an extension of that open war family, we see a constant targeting and a constant harassing and a constant surveying and an attempt to criminalize those in our nation who stand up for our freedom and independence. Constant threats and personal attacks and nonsense and foolishness that has been launched against our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, by some of the most house nigga stool pigeon backdoor dinner eating Negroes we have ever seen. And some of them will even have the nerve to call themselves revolution. Targeted, framed, having trumped up charges pressed against him in the case of Comrade Ozone, as we've seen in the edited revised version of the original crime committed by the Daytona Beach Pig Department. And we say that, we've been saying that every night, and some of you may say, what do you mean about the original crime that was committed by the Daytona Beach Pig Department? Well, we mean just as we said. The original crime committed by the Daytona Beach Pig Department against Comrade Ozone was to be anywhere near or around him, touching, pulling, pushing all up on a free man who has a free will and free thoughts, and who was not at the time, did not, has not, and did not commit a crime. in regard to wherever there's a penal code concern, the penal codes, the laws, the very construction, the origin of those who are the agents of the so-called law come from a place of open war. And it is because we are a people at war and in war that America is even able to pass off these foolish, oppressive, and repressive laws that exploit the condition, as Dr. Amos Wilson talked about, exploit the condition that we have been put in living and catching hell in this nation. Comrade Ozone is innocent. As far as we are concerned, we are speaking for our brother as he has stood up and spoke for those of our black nation carrying out acts of self-preservation. It is then our duty as a nation to back those who back us. Should have no fear, because the white man puts us all over the news and lies about us through different agencies and channels like the ABL and Fox News and CNN. To hell with the white man's military propaganda. But the truth could be so far from what is being presented about our comrade, Brother Ozone, a family man, right? A brother who, if you see him, you see him on the battlefield fighting against the crimes that have been committed against our black nation, fighting as a black man in war from a nation and a people at war, or you see him with his family. We're talking about a brother who carries himself in an organized and orderly fashion, and as long as we have known him, has always been engaged in the war for the hearts and minds of our people. We say this directly. We speak to and through, and the very ground that we stand on, we must defend those who defend our nation. Why do we love our great and mighty ancestors? Why do we have more than a belief, but a clear understanding and a spiritual reverence to the almighty, wise God, creator, God almighty? Don't worry about the alarm you're hearing in the background. Ain't no fire, just a little smoke, right? But we'll carry on. Why do we have so much of a natural spiritual balance and order and harmony, right? Because naturally, we are the best. It is because at this time, during the escalation of murder and a war of attrition, we see that those who stand up for our freedom and liberation are targeted in the scale and level of tactics that they will use. They will draw no expense, or they will spare no expense. They will use all tactics. And as we see in the case of Comrade Ozone, they will also use the controlled white press of the media to attempt to defame our brother. So at this point now, we have laid out the what has happened. We have thoroughly every night laid out what has happened, and we will continue to do this. But we are appealing to those who are at this time saying that we must do something about this young brother being accosted by this wicked-ass devil, knowing that he has committed no crime. You now say we must do something about a brother who stands in the defense for our own people. Well, there is something for all of us to do. We can push the propaganda. We can get the word out on what is going on, and the fact of the history, the fact that we have political prisoners of our black nation, and not for no reason. It is because we must get out of this condition that we see the rebellion continue. And again, as long as there has been a war for 6,000 years of the dispensation of time, 500 years in particular, we've been dealing with this damn beast, there has always been rebellion. So never mind negativity. Never mind those who tell us or tell you to just calm down, right? Or, don't support the brother. You don't know what really happened. We told everybody what happened.
We told everybody what happened when we went down and stand for our brother and how they shot and all around in the position of where we were at in Atlanta, letting off rounds. And at the same time, they were illegally transporting our brother from one concentration camp to another. In the case of Comrade Ozone, we have seen clear, open attempts of the pig departments of even going so far as to physically hurt our brother. We must do whatever we can to stand in defense of our brother. Like we said, you can push the propaganda, right? If that's the best thing you can do. But everybody's got something to do. Donate to Comrade Ozone's legal fund at justice4ozone.com. You can also donate at westandwithozone.com. We have to say that as we open up this broadcast, it is a very urgent thing as we open up this broadcast because it shows us the bottom line of what we're dealing with every night, what we're dealing with every day. And it is not just on this broadcast that our minds should be thinking about all of the different strategies and solutions that we can use to remove ourselves from this oppression. We are a people at war. Tonight, we want to expose the crimes against our nation when they relate to the biochemical, biological, and chemical warfare targeted at our people. We have come into the research of Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad, where we have learned. Family, if you've been joining us, if you have not been joining us, much of it we will cover tonight, but we have been learning about where this coronavirus comes from, what it is, the truth about the vaccine, and all of this have come from our diligent research. So we will play a clip tonight of Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad. He does a show on YouTube called Kalfani Radio. You can find the show on YouTube. Look for the 19th element with Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad. Look for the 19th element. That is the name of the show by Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad on Kalfani Radio. But we're going to hear this clip. And in it, he will, of course, cover many things that some of our continuous listeners hear all the time, but, of course, new information in exposing these damn devils on their crimes against our nation with this biological and chemical warfare. But it's not just the vaccine. And it's not just what's happening now. It is a historical and what is happening now. What has happened that should automatically, from the jump when it started, to let us know that we cannot trust any sciences or disease or viruses coming from the mouth of the white man, but in fact we found that some of our people have. We have found that the people who have are those who are still they are in the worst of the throes and the motions and stages and phases of post-traumatic slave syndrome, and some of them have fully descended into a full-on house nigga mentality. We don't like to hear it that way, but we have to hear it that way. We have had teacher upon speaker on speaker, doctor on doctor. We have had great freedom fighters and ancestors and pan-Africanists and warriors, and we have learned over and over again, case after case of medical murder and apartheid, you would think we would have learned by now. But no, no. What they say? Our head makes our bad. Right? And when we continue to believe the lie and at the same time do not work to expose the lies, then what truth can you really stand on? We are fully and very humbly able to say that from day one of this planned pandemic, we have been on the hunt for all of the lies and misdirections, misconceptions, and technology that the white man has released. And like a damn home run hitter, we've been knocking them out the park. Knocking them out the damn park, even so much so to where they are engaging in an escalation of information war as well. We do this because we love you, family, and we love ourselves, and we must have truth. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we live in a day where we must face straight facts. No mythology or false sciences behind this.
We have been very clear of the origin of this coronavirus, COVID-19. We have been very clear that it is coming out of the laboratories of America. We have been open and clear, like when in the beginning of this continuous broadcast, like when we played the white scientist Judy Mikovits, and we heard how Judy Mikovits talked about how she worked along with Dr. Anthony Fauci on the discovery and the creation or the making and releasing of the HIV virus, and she called Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of his former co-workers, one devil called the other devil, called him a criminal, and said that he should be tried on war crimes. And now you're seeing that the one of the other devils now come out, this Rand Paul, who is a historical damn devil, he come out saying now he wants to press charges on Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying on the damn stand. Lying in Congress. Look at this, right? All of them are, in all of their wickedness and evilness, they're all running around because all of the things that they have done is all coming to front, and the truth is out. The truth is out. This is a man-made pandemic. Pandemic. All right, look at it. Look at it, family. Look at it. Why then was another one of their colleagues then, if all of this is just, you know, we just conspiracy theorists, get real, family, get real, right? If there's no basis to this, then why was another one of their colleagues, and I want to go back, Dr. Anthony Fauci went to Harvard. I know we all knew that, but the devil went to Harvard, right? And you know, Harvard and Johns Hopkins University always on the forefront of viral and biological epidemic and on world scale human rights violation or through biological and chemical warfare. But I tell you what, why then was one of their colleagues, Charles Lieber, who was at one time, the cracker is in prison now. He was not in prison, but he was locked up in 2020, right when the coronavirus broke, under allegations that he was working with China. With China. Same place the virus came from. He was working with China and attempting to hide it, they say, in the allegations and that I read earlier today that his court case was moving to a trial. They're going to have a trial because he is being alleged to have worked with China to develop and sell secrets and have conversations with working in a program that China developed called the Thousand Talents Program, where they would recruit scientists from here and bring some from there and just have a, you know, a swap between the two, right? Similar to Operation Paperclip after World War II, right? But let's look at it. Now, what type of sciences were they trading? And what type of scientists were they trading? Virologists, people who specialize in viruses, and also those who specialize in nanotechnology. Dr. Charles Lieber, who sits in prison today, again, was arrested in 2020, and he was arrested on allegations of working with China in a program that would see scientists recruited between both nations. Come to find that he was also the head researcher or the head cracker in charge of the department that deals with nanotechnology when he was out in Harvard University. And we find that in the vaccine, there is a nanotechnology involved in it as well. And so much so that while researching, I found even earlier today an article from Science Magazine in 2011 that talked about, this is 2011, okay, that talks about how this Charles Lieber character designed a system to deliver diseases and viruses into the cell using nanoparticles. And this was in 2011. And if you want to type it in yourself and see if you won't connect the dots as well, then it keeps going, right? Then you got to add in Bill and Melinda Gates. You know Bill Gates.
You know, if you look up this cracker, they will tell you on the internet that he is a business magnate. What in the hell is a business magnate? That is not a job. That is not a title. You cannot get an interview for that. Nonetheless,
right,
I just thought that was interesting to say. But staying on the gates, these damn devils, walking beasts, nothing but a race of beasts. Wait until you hear what they have done, and you even go see it for yourself. If you look up right now, event 201, look up event 201. We're talking about exposing the crimes against our nation when it relates to this biological and chemical warfare of the planned COVID-19 pandemic. Look up event 201 and see if it don't stop you in your tracks. I want to read what this event was. Give me 1 second. But you can look up for yourself, and you can see all of the video highlights I posted on my Facebook, and you can see all of this. Event 201, family, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates and the Johns Hopkins University, was a 3.5-hour long pandemic exercise that simulated a series of dramatic, scenario-based, facilitated discussions confronting difficult, true-to-life dilemmas associated with response to a hypothetical but scientifically possible pandemic. This happened October 18, 2019. This was a simulation of a coronavirus with 15 global businesses, governments, and public health leaders were players in the simulation exercise that highlighted unresolved real-world policy and economic issues that could be solved. Again, this was held October 18, 2019 at 8:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Dam Pierre Hotel in New York, New York. That's the scene of a human rights violations against our black nation. That was the scene of an open discussion on the ways that they would release this damn thing that they have released and how we would possibly respond to a family. We need us to understand the cold wickedness that we're dealing with and be able to respond to it as such. With our understanding of what we're dealing with, we're able then not only to focus on what is happening, but to deal with the causes. And then we can say right now, dealing with the causes is not believing an ounce, a word, or even a minute of the truth, or the so-called truth, or the news at least that is being told on these damn lying-ass news stations. But all right, can't talk about a vaccine and not talk about the wicked, corrupt, sick, and vile things that European scientists have been doing with vaccines, oral and intravenous, which means needle vaccines, from 1957 till today. There is an article printed in the Final Call, on the Final Call, that called Dirty Vaccines and Stealth Viruses, says why Black America must not take the COVID-19 vaccine by Wesley Muhammad. You can find this article on the Final Call. It was written December 22nd, 2020. And the brother gives information. In the 1950s, our Equatorial Africa was the site of the world's first mass trials of an oral polio vaccine. Now, must briefly, but we have to look at this, family. How's it now? We can bring up all of these accounts of them killing Africans with vaccines. Now, we can all go and do the same research. You have somebody in your family who don't want to listen, put it in front of them. How can you deny truth? How can we talk about God and talk about religion and say that we are kings and say that we are queens, but when the truth is brought to us, we will turn away from it because of fear of what someone may think about us or some social, what someone will think? No, we say the truth must be first. And we must face straight facts. But I have to say that And then on the final call, they produce, they have an article there where they talk about dirty vaccines written by Wesley Muhammad, December 22nd, 2020. And the brother says from 1957 to 1960, Equatorial Africa was the site of the world's first mass trial of an oral polio vaccine. The architect of this mass vaccination campaign was a Polish Jew and naturalized American virologist of a Dr. Hilary Kaprowski. He was the first to administer a live polio vaccine in 1951 to mentally disabled children from a New York State facility and newborn babies of institutionalized New Jersey, of institutions in New Jersey. Now, it takes us back to when we played the clip from the sister of Harriet Washington, who writes the book, the medical apartheid, and she talks about how these devils, how they would go into the black cemeteries and dig out the black bodies in a cemetery to do scientific experiment. And around the same time that she lined that up, we also see this Kaprowski character in Equatorial Africa giving oral vaccines. In 1956, Kaprowski tried to bring the vaccine, the oral polio vaccine, to Belfast in Ireland. But in 1956, that same year, Belfast authorities forbade the trial due to reports that the weakened virus within the vaccine was prone to revert to its neurovirulent form, which means that it would transmutate, or it would cause a mutation of something which could possibly be worse. But I want to go back and read that little part again. But in 1956, now this is the cracker, the Kaprowski, who was sticking and putting oral vaccines into black people in Africa in 1956 or 1951. In 1956, he attempted to do it in Ireland, and they told him that the weakened virus within the vaccine was prone to revert into a neutral virulent form, so that the germ, because in the polio vaccine is polio. See, in coronavirus, COVID-19, right? Because we're dealing with the customized man-made coronavirus. We're not dealing with the coronavirus that would then come naturally in nature. We're dealing with the coronavirus, and I'm not, as you'll hear, you're going to hear from Dr. Aline, it has tuberculosis. It has rabies. It is not natural. But moving on with this vaccine article, a powerful, powerful information-filled article the Final Call has on their website. Definitely check this out, but let's look into it. Let's look at it, family. All right. So after they banned the cracker in the Congo, he went in 1957 to conduct his trials in the African colony of the Belgian Congo. At the time, it was called, they would play the drum in the villages. Africans traveled to village assembly points. There, they lined up and had a liquid vaccine squirted into their mouth. Over the next 3 years, so it would have been 57, 58, 59, and 60. Over the next 3 years, over 300,000 people would be vaccinated in Africa. Two different vaccines were used. We should pay attention to this, the liquid vaccine used on the Africans, and pay very close attention. This is a separate vaccine that was in a capsule that was given exclusively to the white folks in the area. All right. Now, there is a doctor by the name of Albert Sabin. And when you will find, if you do research on a polio vaccine, you'll find this cracker devil's name come up. He talks about how he knew that, he says in 59, that a special test revealed that Kaprowski's vaccine used, which till today has never been identified, but that this polio vaccine had an unidentified cell-killing simian virus, which is a monkey virus. A monkey virus. And as inside of the vaccine that was given to the Africans, but not inside of the vaccine that was given to the Europeans. So how are we seeing this, right? We really have to look at this. Now, I wanted to cite some of those points as we build into this clip that we're going to play for the 19th element of Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad on Kalfani Radio. You can find the brother's show on YouTube by just typing in very simply the 19th element with Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad. So we want to play that clip because in this clip, he was definitely going to hint on some things that a lot of us may not have known. And we will come back to this broadcast and we'll hear from our callers all around the nation. You're here live on New Black Panther Party Radio, the truth hours of the black nation. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to go live here tonight, family. Stay locked in. You definitely want to take notes. We're about to drop Dr. Aline right now. Black Power.
We're not going to hold you any longer. We held you for about 3 weeks. So let's bring on our doctor, our brother, Dr. Aline Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Doc.
May Allah's peace and tranquility be with you and your family.
Alhamdulillah.
So, and yes, we are a family. We are a unity. We are a community. We are an ummah, and we're connected whether we like it or not.
That's right.
And we should acknowledge that connection that we have with one another. And not be afraid to share feelings. And sometimes those feelings are great. Just like right now, I feel so great about how radio and the progress that was being made. But at the same time, life has another side too, you know.
Yes,
and so experience the dark side along with the bright side. But at the center of it all is the master of it all, that Almighty God Allah. And
that's
so I thank God for every day. Because when you get to be my age, you see, every day is precious. Every breath
Ooh,
is precious.
Man.
You know, so I don't even want to get into that because I get bad news because I attract it because that's my profession.
Mm.
That's the downside of being a doctor, that everybody has a right to bring you their problems, their bad news.
Mm.
They're telling you about their headache, and you might be having the worst migraine. But you can't let anybody know. You have to, you know, so that's how we should be. We should be open to feeling one another's pain and suffering. And put a name to that quality, that ability to do that, to have empathy and sympathy. And more than that, it's called compassion.
Yes, sir.
Being open to feel the hurt, the pain, or the joy and the love.
There you go. That's right.
Open to what it is that existence has to offer. And so I feel gratified, you know, that we have people who respond to that. Because I heard it hurt my heart. It hurt my heart. And I couldn't. And so let us continue to tonight. So we're back.
There you go.
We're back in the flow of things. After difficulty, surely there comes ease.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's what the Quran says, right? After difficulty,
that's right.
Surely there comes ease. And I kind of figured something out where that's concerned. The difficulty comes about because of the lack of knowledge. Becomes about because of ignorance, in other words. So when life is difficult, it means that there's something that you don't know that you need to know. You know, you're probably doing some kind of work or some kind of effort in some direction, trying to accomplish some goal, and you're having difficulty. All that indicates is that there's something that you don't know. I find that out a lot of times when I'm trying to put together, you know, you order something, you have to put it together. And, you know, you're struggling trying to make the parts fit. And really what you need to do is open up the instruction book and look at the pictures. I know they look like little children's pictures, but, oh, that screw's not the right one. It's another one. You see, something that you didn't know was responsible for the difficulty. And so the ease that comes after difficulty only comes when you gain the knowledge that was missing. Difficulty is not just to be suffered through, patiently suffered through. Well, I'll be glad when it's over. Why don't you pick up a book and read what you need to read? You know, and of course, we would say to pick up the Quran first, the first book, and that will answer all things. But then there's other books and other knowledge that you may have to obtain to create the ease for yourself that is supposed to come after difficulty. And it always does come once you learn. So knowledge itself is not enough, though. Even though you get knowledge and that eases the burden and the pain and the suffering in life, they say knowledge is power. But it's not really power unless you use it to do something useful. When I was taking physics,
that's right.
Work was defined as moving a load over a distance and a mass times distance. You were actually exercising the power to prove that you had it. And because you could move a mass over distance, that was proof that you were doing work. You made something happen in this universe. So just having knowledge is not enough. You have to prove your knowledge by taking action and producing a movement, something that can be measured, something that can be seen, something that can be felt, something that can be perceived.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we're talking about knowledge is power, and that's what Kalfani Radio is all about. And sometimes I compare people, I call them SpongeBobs for knowledge. And it's as though people think this is a high school debate where we caught Dr. Fauci another lie. Oh, really? Oh, you thought he was telling the truth, and now you caught him in a lie. I mean, come on. Didn't you know he was lying from the beginning? Wasn't he lying years ago? Why are you surprised that he's still lying? You know, people find out, oh, it's not really a vaccine. It's really this. It's really that. Well, what did you think it was?
Mm.
Oh, the vaccine didn't protect somebody from getting COVID-19. Well, did they ever promise you that it would? Why are you surprised? We shouldn't be surprised. And I call I think maybe the last Kalfani radio show that we did, I used the term agitated denial.
Mm.
And I was referring at that time mostly to looking at the external reality and not wanting to face up to the external threat. But it also is internal, an internal denial of knowledge, pretending like we don't know what time it is, pretending like we don't understand who we're dealing with,
pretending like we go back
to normal. Wait a minute. You know better than that. I know better than that. See, we learned about Tuskegee. We know that. So if we pretend like that didn't happen, you see, that's a kind of internal denial of knowledge. So the Quran, the verse in it, I think it's in Surah Al-Baqarah. He who rejects right guidance when it comes to him surely makes a fool of himself.
Mm.
Yeah. And so all the right guidance in the world has come to us. So now if we reject it, now we know, then we're making fools of ourselves, and the longevity of fools isn't long. So I don't know actually how I got off on that tangent. I was talking about knowledge is not enough because we have to go to work. We have to put that knowledge to work, and we have to work for ourselves now because we realize that there's nobody in Washington, nobody in the government, nobody in the CDC, nobody in the FDA, nobody in Congress that's actually on our side. There's nobody at WHO that's on our side. There's nobody in the UN that's on our side.
Mm.
There's nobody on our side except God.
Come on.
Now, people talk about the placebo effect and they laugh at it. But no, placebo effect proves that faith works and that faith has power to change reality. The placebo effect is generally considered to be somewhere around 30%, 33%. In order for a drug to be approved by the FDA, it has to have an effectiveness greater than 30%. So usually 33%. If it can reach 33%, then it will get approval. In other words, it's just 1 or 2 points above the placebo effect. The placebo effect, for people who don't know, would be that somebody that's in pain or needs medication, who's given a sugar pill, and the sugar pill works just as well as a painkiller. It's because the person believed that this was going to help them. And so that proves the power of belief. And so people who are disbelievers laugh at that and mock and scorn it. But actually, if we increase our belief, think about it now. If you actually increase your belief in what is right and not pay attention to what is wrong, increase attention to what you know is right. You see, well, then that would have a placebo effect. The placebo effect shows that consciousness of a human being is powerful enough that it interacts on the subatomic level to change energy and matter according to the intention of that consciousness. And so,
Hey, Doc, listen. You said something that man, it's like really simple, but man, I know something that you really, really could just enlighten a little bit more on. You said something so simple. It says to make yourself not look at the negative stuff or believe into the negative. We have to make ourselves. It's those of us who are striving for righteousness or striving to do what's right. We have to make ourselves not listen to what's wrong.
That's
nice. Wow, that's deep, Doc.
Yeah, it's real simple, and the solution to it is also very simple. See, I'm from the old school. You know, I came into the Nation of Islam in 1968. When I was 20 years old. And one of the shocks that I got as a young Muslim in the Nation of Islam was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, turn the TV set off. We were allowed to watch the news and the weather report. And every now and then, you know, we would get the word that it was some educational program that it was okay for us to watch. But we were not watching I Love Lucy and, you know, all the rest of the madness that was
right.
On. Because the way he said it at that time, he said, why would you invite the devil into your living room to talk to your family?
Mm.
And I noticed that when the television set is on, nobody else gets to talk. You notice that?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Shut up. Everybody got to shut up because I can't hear who? The television. Now, just like you interrupted me just a few minutes ago to clarify something that I said that wasn't quite clear, who can interrupt the television set?
Mm.
But then again, when is the last time anybody ever heard anything on the television set that you actually had to go to a dictionary and look up a word?
Ooh.
Well, when's the last time you had to go to an encyclopedia or ask Google about something that they just said on television because you didn't understand it? No, it's a complete brainwashing. Now, and it's literally that. You see, so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had us to turn off the television set. And do you know that you would get time out of the mosque if you went to the movies?
Wow.
Last movie I went to was a movie called HUD in 1968. And I didn't go to a movie theater for 7 years in 1975. Because that was the distraction of this world. You see, the allurement of this world is brought to you by Hollywood.
Mm.
Look up Hollywood. The actual botanical plant, the Hollywood tree. And if you look at the use of the Hollywood is used in witchcraft. Like when you see a wizard or a witch with a magic wand, The magic wand called is made out of Hollywood. Okay, so that's what Hollywood really stands for. It's a magic land. Isn't that what Disneyland was supposed to be? It's a magic land.
Magic land, right.
And so modern technology, you know, moving pictures, sound, recording, all kinds of special effects, they are able to create an artificial world. Mm. And we get used to people who are dead coming to life in motion pictures or in documentaries. You could actually dial up a speech of Marcus Garvey right now, and you could actually hear his voice, and it really is him. We take it for granted that we can listen to Bob Marley anytime we want to, and we hardly even think about the fact that the man got murdered by the CIA.
Come on.
But we don't mind putting his record on and listening to it and enjoying it if you get into the mystic, you know, supernatural mystic. It's a natural mystic, you know, and it's a natural mystery to me why you aren't concerned about who murdered him. But the reason why we're not concerned about who murdered him, or for that matter, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, the list goes on. Why aren't we concerned with who murdered the actual person, the actual physical flesh and blood living person? We don't care about who murdered Sam Cooke because we have his record. And it's like a ghost of him. It's like an apparition of him. And so it was stolen. His actual personality, his talent was stolen from him and put in, like Buddy Bolden, they never recorded him, the father of jazz in New Orleans, Buddy Bolden. He never let them record his music because he didn't want them putting his music in a tin can, to quote him. You ain't putting my music in a tin can. And then anybody can listen to me, and I ain't even there. See, but we're used to that now, and we wonder what artificial intelligence is when we listen to machines all the time that impersonate human voices. We have machines that we don't know
impersonate Duke Ellington
that has power over us. And so the power of knowledge is that it lights up the darkness. And when you are in the darkness, what kind of work can you do? But when the light is turned on, okay, now you can see how to work. And so my point to get back to it is, don't we have enough knowledge already to get with this work? How much does it have to get? Now, I'm not saying it can't get, I'm not saying that, because the wisdom of Allah is inexhaustible. But do we actually need all of it to solve this problem that we're faced with currently? Don't we already have enough knowledge to solve this little problem? There might be some bigger problems lying ahead that we'll need some greater knowledge, but don't we have enough knowledge to solve this little problem that we're faced with right now called COVID-19? And I think the answer is we do have enough knowledge. It's not a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of the action that it takes in unity to produce the result that we want. And that's tied up again with not just the knowledge, but the belief in the knowledge that we have, as opposed to denying the knowledge and going along with the okey-doke, as they say.
Woo! you're knocking it out, Doc. You're definitely knocking it out. You know, it's been a minute, and we know that, you brought up, you know, not looking at certain things, and, you know, throughout the whole 2.5 weeks that I've been, you know, in the house doing family things, something had me just turn the TV on. And Doc, they was like almost in a fist fight in the Congress talking to Dr. Fauci. And I was like, whoa, this stuff is coming to a head right now. It's coming to a head. So yes, you know, it's getting like that.
Yes. Well, of course, because it's on the public record what Fauci is guilty of. And this is not the first time that he got away with crimes against humanity. but it's on the public record now. And I think because of the technology, because of what we're doing even now with the technology is not evil in and of itself, but it's evil is used by evil people for evil purposes. But we're using the technology for good to expose people like Fauci. Why is he exposed? Why is he on the hot seat? Why is the senator, what's his name, Rand Paul? I think he's bringing criminal charges against Dr. Fauci for lying to Congress when he said that he didn't know anything about gain-of-function research, when in fact there's public record of millions of dollars being sent to Wuhan, China for just that purpose, gain-of-function, make a harmless coronavirus, a lethal bioweapon. Now, I just found out something today. Again, and I'm sure that Senator Rand Paul has this information because it was sent to him by the person that I heard it from. But it turns out that UNC, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, is where the S protein was manufactured. I mean, people on this know that the virus, the COVID-19 virus, is what we call a chimera that's kind of put from different sources. So there's a coronavirus, an influenza virus, a rabies virus. There's a gene from tuberculosis. And then there's this spike protein. And that was, listen to this. This is how this was reported out, that Dr. Anthony Fauci ordered the S protein to be delivered to NIH from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And the lawyer was, he has the receipt, he has the documentation, you know, that in fact the S protein was ordered. Guess what the date is on the order for the S protein? It's November of 2019.
Wow.
Remember, the virus was not even known about until January of 2020. But in November of 2019, 2 months ahead of time, Anthony Fauci is requesting that the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, send him the S protein that he ordered.
Unbelievable, bro.
And then, of course, that becomes, so now the spike protein is what is programmed into the mRNA. Now, let me correct myself, because up until just a few days ago, I actually had it wrong. People have heard me say many times the mRNA technology or operating system of Pfizer and Moderna. That's not right. It's a double M, because it's not even natural messenger RNA, like I thought. No, this is modified messenger RNA. That's what that makes it a double M.
Wow.
And so this double M RNA shot, this gene therapy shot, causes the cells in a person's body to manufacture this protein called the spike protein that Anthony Fauci ordered from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in November of 2019. Any thoughtful person would want to ask the question, what the hell is going on here?
That's right.
They're giving me a shot that caused my body to make the same spike protein that Anthony Fauci ordered from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Well, if he needed more spike protein, why didn't he order some more from the university? Why did he inject me and turn my body into a spike protein manufacturing plant? For a very simple reason. And this is, again, where I get this term, agitated denial. People don't want to face up to the actual facts.
That's it right there, Doc.
The actual fact is he's trying to kill you. When did Moderna or Pfizer either one of them, when did they ever produce a vaccine in the past? I'll wait for your answer. They never have.
Oh, my goodness.
They've never produced a vaccine in the past. They don't have any record of ever producing a vaccine in the past. And guess what? They still haven't, because this is not
still having.
What are they known for? Well, Pfizer is known for being the number one criminal corporation in America.
Mm.
Pfizer has paid more criminal fines for fraud and irregularities in research, bribing doctors, bribing laboratories, falsifying research data. They've paid over $2 billion in fines, criminal fines. And, of course, both of them, Moderna and Pfizer, how have they built up their business? What actually is their business? Their business is manufacturing chemotherapy drugs. So the poison drugs that are being used against cancer patients, and people know what the outcome is when they put you on chemo. Hey, and for
it ain't pretty.
What the caller is referring to, the shot that is delivered by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca, these are self-spreading vaccines, meaning that the vaccinated person begins to manufacture the spike protein and sheds it to unvaccinated people. And the shed takes place through skin contact, through transfer of body fluids, and also even through breathing the same air. So what is being transferred from the vaccinated person to the unvaccinated is the spike protein. And there's evidence to show that the lipid nanoparticles that contain the mRNA component are also airborne and can be transferred from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated person. So keep in mind that the vaccine campaign has not stopped. Keep in mind that over 150 million people in America and billions around the world have been vaccinated. And they are manufacturing the S-protein. As that process continues, as time goes on, they are pouring more and more S-protein into the atmosphere. It's not going away. It's not like it disappears. No, they're breathing it out. They're manufacturing. Let me give you a mathematical scale so you understand the scale of what we're talking about. Because we're talking about things that are very, very small. But in one shot, say the Moderna shot, Pfizer shot, whichever shot you get, there are 1.3 trillion, trillion with a T, 1.3 trillion of these mRNA nanoparticles in every shot, which means that 1.3 trillion of your cells, if you receive that shot, 1.3 trillion of your cells are going to be taken over by this mRNA technology, gene therapy. And your cells, 1.3 trillion of them, are going to start manufacturing the S-spike protein that can be transferred to unvaccinated people. And then when you get the second shot, the process gets even amplified. And then they're saying that you need a third shot.
Mm.
And they're saying to the people in England, they need a shot every month.
Mm.
Well, it turns out that 65% of the people who are dying now are dying from, well, pardon me, the 65% of the people who are dying are fully vaccinated people, meaning they've gotten two or three shots. So when you look at the death certificate, the fully vaccinated are dying faster than anybody. Well, why are they dying? They're dying because they are manufacturing what kills you. They're manufacturing a poison, protein, the spike protein, and a poison. There's no other way to describe it. So they're poisoning themselves, but they're also poisoning those around them. And so this creates a huge dilemma. Suppose a family member is vaccinated and you're not. Or suppose you're the vaccinated person and none of your family members are vaccinated. What are you going to do as a responsible, moral person? Are you really going to hug your grandbaby knowing that you're vaccinated and you're going to transfer the spike protein to your grandbaby? How are you going to live with that, knowing that you sterilized your grandchildren or your relative or your co-worker?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yes, sir, Doc. So, wow. That was we got one last question, Doc. Okay. This last question has to deal with, it's like the backside of that, I guess. Who's from Timothy Muhammad? He said, will Paxman protect you from these variants?
Absolutely, yes. The variants are just, here's where the variants come from, just so everybody's clear. That's what we like to do on the 19th element. We just
that's
like
right.
to make things clear. You know, and they say, well, black people have a short attention span and we're not good at science. I beg to differ.
Come on.
Nobody just ever explained things to us the way it should have been explained. And half the time, the people that were trying to explain it didn't know what the hell they were talking about in the first place.
Mm.
So according to Nobel laureate Luc Montagné, the very worst thing that you can do is start vaccinating people in the middle of a pandemic that's caused by a virus. So now keep in mind the original COVID-19 virus has a recovery rate of 99%. Only 1% or less of people die from COVID-19 infection. And the people who die from COVID-19 infection, they have several characteristics. They have two or three underlying major conditions, and most of them are vitamin D deficient. So them are deficient in alpha interferon. So that accounts for the COVID-19 death. So now when you start to vaccinate a population that's infected with a relatively mild virus like COVID-19 that only kills 1% of its victims, well, now you turn that mild virus into a killer. Because the virus, trying to survive, it mutates into a more lethal form. And so that's where the variants come from. So what you will see is they will start a vaccine campaign, and then about 2 months later, they will announce a new variant has been discovered. And then what will they say? Oh, the new variant requires another vaccine shot for those who are already vaccinated. And then they will point the finger of blame at the unvaccinated and say the unvaccinated people are the reason for this. No, the truth is the reason for the variant is because you violated a basic law of nature that you should not start a vaccination campaign in the middle of a pandemic. Now, that violation is not just a violation of a biological principle that you would find in an academic textbook. No, that's a violation of human rights. That's a crime against humanity. So the people who committed that crime, the people who are carrying out the vaccine campaign, the people who created this monstrous technology called the mRNA, all of that is a crime against humanity. To deliberately inject into people's body a poison like the spike protein that kills people. Well, isn't that a crime to inject poison into people, knowingly killing them? And a whistleblower from the CDC says that the CDC reports something like 5,000, 6,000 deaths from the vaccine. So that's a low number. I mean, what would be an acceptable number of deaths from a non-lethal virus?
Wow.
So The whistleblower says that the actual number of deaths is 45,000. And this just includes the people that die within 3 days of receiving the shot. He says this is the official CDC record. And we also know that the CDC only receives 1% of adverse events. So if that holds true in this case, if 45,000 people dead from the vaccine within 3 days of receiving the shot is only 1%, then 100% would be something like 4,500,000 people who have already been killed. Already been killed by a poisonous shot. So yes, caller, this is still of concern. The spike probe is still of concern. And the other question about Paxlovid, the Paxlovid will help you with viruses and the variants. But go to my website, draaleem.com, and you'll see something there called the spike protein protocol. That is an experimental protocol, which is an attempt to handle the spike protein and get it out of your body. But I emphasize the fact it's experimental. We recommend that if you start using the spike protein protocol because either you were vaccinated or you were exposed to a vaccinated person, then we recommend that you also sign up for the next phase of our clinical trial. And you would do that at the yourimmunityproject.org. For the clinical trial, but for the protocol, the protein protocol itself, draaleem.com, and you have to spell the word doctor all the way out. Great question.
And that was a great question at the top of the hour, Doc. Once again, we can see not only did the people miss you, but you missed the people, and we missed that too as well, Doc. So let's reiterate how they can get in contact with you, Doc.
Okay, through my website, we're building it up, draaleem.com, spell the word doctor all the way out. That's where you'll find Paxlovid. You can order Paxlovid. People heard about a recall, but you can still order Paxlovid, and you can expect a shipment in about 2 weeks. So give it that much time. Before you push the panic button. And you can also find Shungite there, of course, the green cake, which will help you with nutrition and protect you from radiation, and many, many other things there on that website. So that's the best way to reach me and to access the vital Paxlovid.
Power family, black power, you just listening. After the introduction of our broadcast, we came in and we dropped some facts on them. You know, a lot of the things going on with this COVID vaccine. We reminded everybody how they could support our comrade, Brother Ozone. But we just dropped Dr. Abdul-Aleem Muhammad from a show that he does called The 19th Element. You can find it on YouTube. Just put The 19th Element, Calfani Radio. You'll be able to find past broadcasts. That was a broadcast from just 2 days ago, live stream that Dr. Aleem Muhammad does. And he talked about this vaccine, and you know there was one fact on there when he talked about, you know, the CDC and the 6,000, the exact number is 6,207 of those who have the reported deaths related to the COVID-19 vaccine. You're live here on These Truth Hours, New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. New Black Panther Party for Self Defense. Under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, you're live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff, as we have been discussing tonight of people at war, and y'all know we will continue to expose the crime against our black nation, and damn, what an expose. You know, as we heard about Rand Paul having a lawsuit against Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying in Congress. And we talk about, we heard about how Anthony Fauci ordered, you know, germs from the University of North Carolina. And we talked about earlier, you know, these Jewish cracker devil scientists who started off in the mid-1950s with the polio vaccination. And Dr. Abdul-Aleem talked about the Tuskegee experiments. I mean, just as the doctor was saying, it made no sense that with all of the evidence to the contrary of this cracker not operating medical apartheid, which they do, it is just, it's not even amazing, it's really whatever at this point, but it really is sad, if anything, you know, to analyze, you know, the madness and the foolishness and the willful ignorance on this COVID-19 vaccine. So let us be wise, take all of this information in, and make sure that we can get through this thing. We will get through this thing. And we have our national chairwoman on the line, Sister Crystal, and I know you heard Dr. Abdul-Aleem, some heavy hitting exposition, Black Power.
Right, right, man. You know, I just, you know, hear all of the factors and, you know, in regards to more and more confirmation of what we have been saying since this planned pandemic, and that we say that purposely, this epidemic was planned. It was planned for depopulation. It is one of the greatest crimes against humanity, you know, that is taking place, and it is to further the objectives of the so-called ruling class of Earth, who are no more than wicked Europeans who have not only enslaved the planet, but who are now trying to destroy the population of the planet Earth. These are devils that we're dealing with. They're trying, you know, I remember reading years back, and I want people to take notes, you know, get a pen and paper. But I remember reading years back about the Trilateral Commission. You know, there was a book that came out years back called The New World Order. These are some books you guys need to get. These books came out way in the, I became aware of them, I should say. They became very popular back in the 90s. And one of them was called The New World Order. It was like a white book that had the green pyramid on it, that like this on the dollar bill with the eye on it. And in it, it referenced to, this is when people start talking about the Illuminati. And in the Illuminati, you know, these are actual fraternal orders of groups of wealthy people who have been responsible for robbing the people of their wealth and keeping this system of so-called white imperialism on the foot of the globe. You know, not just here in America, but in particularly here in America, which is their crowning moneymaker as far as the people of Europe, with their putting together this country, stealing it from the indigenous people who are our direct ancestors, with the exploiting of our people of Africa, who are their direct ancestors, with the stealing of our people, with the forced labor, all of the wicked that you can think of that has existed, and some of the most horrific acts of evil, the most horrific acts of just horror and terror have come from these same families, these same families that bring together these secret societies. And these secret societies are the ruling, so-called ruling class that put people into positions of office, who put monies behind campaigns, who put monies behind the entertainment industry and the music business and the music industry, and put money behind the sports and sport and play, who put money into the food system that miseducates our people, who put money into the business of religion that keeps our people deaf, dumb, and blind. But these individuals are actual people. You know what I'm saying? These are actual people who sit and plot on how to stay in wealth and how to oppress people so that they can stay wealthy. You know, to have a class system or a caste system that is global, it requires, you know, great manipulation. It requires intricate systems in place, you know, that affect human existence, energy, education, healthcare, banking, housing, transportation, commerce. You know, these are real live systems that the European didn't originate. We originated it. You know what I'm saying? The Europeans didn't originate anything but murder, mass murder and mayhem, mass wickedness. That's the only thing that they originated of. And I'm saying that to say that these individuals come from families, and these families come together, and they put together these corporations to hide behind as a shell, or as a, what do you call it, a shield to hide behind, you know, their dirty deeds. If you take a corporation like Johnson & Johnson, that's a corporation, a fictional entity. But who are the shareholders in Johnson & Johnson? Who are the trustees that are behind Johnson & Johnson? What families, what individuals are behind this? And you will find men and women. This is not something that can't be touched or addressed. But we have to look at these in a scientific. Remember, we talked about it last night. We are black nationalists, meaning we are for our people to be self-determined. We are pan-Africanists, meaning that we know, we understand that we are African people, and our issues are not just affecting us here, and what we fight for is not just for here, but for wherever our people are across the planet. We're revolutionaries. We understand that this system is, in fact, wicked to the core and in its operation, in its total being. So we're not trying to fix it. We're not trying to be a part of it. We're not just trying to make it, you know, put some air conditioning in hell. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to put some perfume on a pile of shit. We're not just going to say, well, I'm sitting in this pile of shit and, you know, they're doing good by me, so y'all chill out. No. We know that it must be destroyed, that it is no good, that it is wicked. And so long as it exists, we will always be in this condition. And again, I said that we are scientific, meaning we study, we research, we fight, we are principled, we are courageous, yet we use wisdom. We use logic. If there's a sickness going on, if there is, then wouldn't we consult with doctors? Wouldn't it be foolish, Brother Captain, if somebody come to you and say, I'm not feeling good, that you take them to a mechanic? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we have our own doctors. And Dr. Aleem is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, brother. Let me drop you by AutoZone.
Yeah. Oh, brother, you're not feeling good. Oh shit, let's go buy Pep Boys. You know what I'm saying? Your leg hurt. Let's go to Firestone. That's stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but this is what we're doing. When people are taking a vaccine, you're going to someone who makes medicine, and look how long this scheme has been going on. So Pfizer and Moderna have been making chemotherapy, and everybody knows chemotherapy doesn't cure cancer. In fact, what it does is it breaks you down and deteriorates your body and, you know, makes you die a more horrible situation. You got somebody who doesn't even deal with vaccines. Now they're the ones putting the vaccines out, and they are totally experimental. But what I wanted to say is, the hardcore fact is, our people that believe and take this vaccine, they believe in the devil. It doesn't matter how much logic we give them. They worship the devil. They worship the crackers. We can give them all the information, and they will fight us and call us racist because we won't fall for, and we fight against the evilness of these wicked motherfuckers. And they turn on us. And some of them are even comes amongst us and act as if they with us, but all the while, they're on the payroll of the devil. And so, man, this is, it's very it's very fucked up. But at the same time, shit, I just got through taking me some shots of Pax Immune. You know what I'm saying? We even tell people in this organization. I just took my Pax Immune and my herbs. We put the herbs to use about building your
immune. Like you take a few extra shots when Dr. Ali start going, you want to take a few extra shots.
Hell yeah, I got to shake my bottle up. Oh, and it's real, man. You know, we got to live, man. We want you to live. But if you don't, do not make decisions that cause your death, man. Stop making decisions that are foolish. You know, even though I was finna say, even people who are amongst our ranks, we've told you. But then you sneak off and do things. And we're paying attention. We're watching that. And it's like the people who are getting it and who actually are being effective and who actually move out, the numbers are getting smaller and smaller. And what we are doing is, you know, I remember in the nation we would read from the book called The Supreme Wisdom. And in The Supreme Wisdom, it talks about, you know, that we must tell the people, and when we tell them right information, their blood is off of our hands. But if we were to have the information and keep the information and hoard it, then that would make us wicked. And just like people, I've been studying some different information about, you know, how to get out of this status that they have us in as wards and servants. And there's so many people that have the information and they want to charge people, you know. And why wouldn't you do it to help your people? It's like everyone seems to find the people, too many people are finding ways to exploit our people. And those of us who are sincere, who do it from our heart, we are the ones that come under attack. You ever thought about that? Family, just think about it. The new Black Panther Party, we don't get paid to do anything that we're doing. We volunteer to do this. And you have bitch-ass, coon-ass niggas like Tahawka Bay and these other, basically him and his flunkies, attacking us. Not the enemy. And so you got to watch the trickery and technology that's going on. Can we come out of our pockets to do what we do? From the heart. So if you listen to and you file for what the other motherfuckers are saying, fuck you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. To hell with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're wasting our time. But for those of you who are sincere and genuine, I'm telling y'all now, we have to lock in even harder. Whatever works we have been doing, we got to step up even further. Ozone needs our help financially to defend himself. Even Brother Spike needs our help financially. The enemy knows this. They snatch these brothers up knowing it's going to take, you know, even in the case of Ozone, he's really going to need like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Individuals will see that $20,000, $30,000 was raised and think, oh, he's good. No, he's not. It was just one attorney's opinion or thought or saying that he would take the case for $50,000. But there were, you know, that's not going to be enough. And I'm trying to say what I can say without jeopardizing or violating anything, but we need more money for him. He needs at least $100,000 at a minimum to get the right firm, not any firm that would just take him out. He needs $100,000 not only for the firm, for the legal, then he's going to need, I would say, maybe another $100,000 for a bond if he gets one. That's $200,000. These devils know. And when you go attack a working class man, the likelihood of him getting a true defense was going to be difficult. But it's been by the grace of everybody putting in what they could. That's gotten us even to this point, but we got to do more. We're going to have to come up with fundraisers in other cities because it's not just fighting for ozone, it's fighting for every black person who was accosted by the police and didn't live to tell their story or fight for their defense, as opposed to all the other cases we've had to fight for justice and have yet to get it. So support the new Black Panther Party. Send us the cash at the $BlackPowerDollar. Go to WeStandWithOzone.com, contribute to his legal fund. Go to Justice for Ozone and contribute to his commissary and financial support. I speak with his family members. These are regular people, regular working class people. It costs them. Think about his children's mothers. They have everyday expenses. Now he's not around to help them. Think about his family and contribute. Think about if it was you. There's many ways to help and make that, put it into your budget. You know what I'm saying? You know, at least you know this money is going to a practical cause, individual. Because hell, tell the truth. Some people spend 10% of their tithes going to a church, and the preacher man takes the money and fattens his own pocket. Whereas if you give to the new Black Panther Party, you know we're going to be doing the work of helping our people. If you give towards the cause of ozone, you know not only are you going to give to his defense, but you're giving to a cause that will set a precedent of letting people know, yes, you can defend yourself against police, police trying to take your life. That's what this is coming down to. So step up to the plate and hit the mbpp.org to join as well. Yo, we can win over the time limit.
Black power. I'm sitting here like if they don't cuss with the kick on, I'm going to drop that 5G on y'all by Deborah Blair.
Well, here's the thing. Even the enemy knows. You know what I'm saying? They want to catch us slipping or whatever. But, you know, we're going to ride on this energy. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rise Pharaoh's chair until they snatch it, until we get our own blog talk show. You know, we don't want to have to go on the European platform. But until we have our own, we do what we have to do as guerrilla freedom fighters. And we have all we need within our black nation. We just need more people to step up. Can you still hear me?
Yeah,
can you still hear me?
I'm still here. I can still hear you.
Okay, okay. All right. So I'm chugging it back to you, bud, to catch up. You set it off. I just got crumped.
Yeah,
black power.
It is. Look, I say, if they're going to let us go, so since y'all want to hear something, you know what I'm saying, blog talk, we going to hit y'all with that Dr. Deborah Blair. He talked about a long time ago about how they manufacture different germs, radiation, and things of that nature. Listen here every night to New Black Panther Party Radio. Black Power Family.
They have found now that everything in creation has a wavelength, or it's not creatable. It's not created then. Okay? So once you can categorize, if you've got a staff germ, whatever thing you call a germ has a wavelength. And if it is detrimental to you that can cause disease, then consequently that wavelength is now registered. They have made a science of getting close to imitating, acting like that disease germ, and then sending it through the air even though the germ is not there. So the body, where we act,